Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, a chance of snow from now until 3 p.m., a high near 27. Total daytime snow accumulation of around an inch possible, which includes any snow that fell in the area this morning. Tonight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. Wind chill values as low as 12 below. Northwest wind gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 19. Wind chill values as low as 12 below zero. Northwest wind 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming light and variable. And in the news, the stage for Wisconsin's pivotal April Supreme Court decision is set after Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly emerged as the top two vote-getters in Tuesday's four-way primary. Unofficial results reported by the Associated Press showed Protasiewicz with 46% of the vote, followed by Kelly with 24%, and Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro coming in third with 22%. Followed by Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell with about 8%, that according to WPR Online. Besides the Supreme Court primaries, which drew national attention, other voting results include Representative Dan Nodal, who will face Democratic candidate Jody Habish-Sinkin in the general election for Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. Nodal beat Trump-backed Representative Janelle Branchen, a Republican from Menominee, and Ticeville Village President Van Mobley in the Republican primary on Tuesday. The seat, which represents parts of Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha counties and northern Milwaukee suburbs, was vacated by retired Republican Senator Alberta Darling, who had represented the district since 1992. Republicans are looking to continue the tradition of Republican representation for the suburban seat, especially as it will determine whether Republicans regain a supermajority in the state Senate, which would give them the ability to impeach and remove civil officers, that according to the Wisconsin Examiner. Just prior to Tuesday's primary, a Dane County judge declined to block GOP-authored referendums on bail policies and qualifying for public assistance from the April ballot, finding lawmakers substantially complied with state law as they sought to place them before voters this spring. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Rhonda Lanford on Monday also rejected the arguments from social justice groups that they faced irreparable harm without an injunction, keeping the question off the April ballot. Lanford noted in her ruling, Expo Wisconsin and Wisdom Incorporated opposed the questions, one of which asks whether the Wisconsin Constitution should be amended to overhaul bail policies. The other is an advisory referendum asking voters if able-bodied childless adults should be required to seek work to qualify for public assistance. Insiders see placing both on the April ballot as part of an effort to increase conservative turnout in the spring state Supreme Court race. Information for this report comes in part from West Politics Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.